Blessings, Reverend, of you, wherever you're watching from. This is Prophet Chukwuemeka Emmanuel Okeke with a very important message for you all today. God bless you from wherever you're watching from. And I want to say a big thank you to everyone of you that have been watching our videos, sharing our videos, and supporting us in one way or another by your prayers and by your financial support. May God bless you, and may God increase you, and may God do for you what you cannot do for yourself. Today, I'm going to be talking about three most important topics. One topic, though, but three most important parts of our life that we all need to know as a believer. Because it is important you understand what is happening to you. Some people always talk, say, I'm a Christian, why do I find myself masturbating? I'm a Christian, why do I find myself always lying? I'm a Christian, why do I find myself lusting after women? I'm a Christian, why am I addicted to pornography? I'm a Christian, why am I addicted to so many things? But yet, I'm a born again Christian. I've gone for deliverance, I'm still having this issue. Because you are failing to understand what actually got born again in your life. That is the most important thing. You are failing to understand what actually got born again in your life. Now, I'm going to be talking about these three main topics. We're going to talk about the spirit. Then we're going to talk about the soul. Then we're going to talk about the body. Now, these three things are very important. These three things are critical, very important. Learning how this thing works is going to change your entire life. Learning how the spirit works, how the soul works, how the mind works, will help you to stop lamenting about yourself. Now, let's see what Paul said. In the book of Romans 7, verse 14, there's something important Paul said. He said, okay, let's go from verse 15. He said, I don't really understand myself. Okay, let's start from verse 14. He said, so the trouble is not with the law, for it is spiritual and good. The trouble is with me, why I'm all too human and a slave to sin. For I'm all now, I believe Paul is talking from a perspective. He's putting himself in a shoe of an unbeliever. Sorry, a shoe for a newly believer. And he's trying to express the kind of pain you go through as a believer, as a newly believer, as a newly born again Christian, what you go through. You find out you are addicted to pornography, then you got born again. You're expecting that pornography just to leave your spirit, but yet you still find yourself still addicted to it, and you're wondering, am I really born again? If I'm truly born again, if God has actually accepted me, why not take this thing away? And some people give testimony that, I get my life to Christ, man, I find myself, I stopped masturbating, so it could happen like that. But then again, what if it doesn't happen like that in your own case? So let's find out what really happened. Paul said in verse 15, he said, I don't really understand myself. I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. You see, now that means there are two things. Paul said, I want to do what is right. That means a spirit wants to do what is right, but his body and soul, which is one, this soul controls the body. The body and soul does something else, does what he hates. And this one wants to do what is right. Are you following me? Now the spirit wants to do what is right, but the body of Paul is still doing what he hates. He said, I don't really understand myself, for I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. So there's a struggle here. You can find two people here. In the normal sense, he wants to do what is right, but he's doing what is wrong. So there are two things fighting inside of him. So I'm going to be explaining that very, very well. Now, first of all, to explain that, we have to go to the book of 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. Pay attention, please. Very important. If you get this, oh my God, if you get this, your entire life will change for good. Now, in book of 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, he said, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. That anyone who belongs to Christ is now a new person. Are you following me? Now, anyone who is in Christ, the new person, how is that possible? Now watch this, because somebody asked the question, will I go to my mother's womb and be born again? He said he was thinking that it was the body. Now, pay attention to this. We have this. We have the spirit. We have the soul. Then we have the body. Now, the wise man, I actually told him the wise is a wise man. Because the question he asked actually stopped a little from it. He asked the question, how can one be born again? Should one go to his mother womb and be born again? Now, he was thinking about this, that this body can be born again. But Jesus said something, except a man is born of the spirit and baptized with water, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So as God was talking about is the born again of the spirit, not of the body, not of the soul, but of the spirit. Are you paying attention to this? Because this is very, very important. He said it's not to be born again by the body, The man was thinking that it was by the body, but Jesus was saying, no, it is by the Spirit. So what happened? The moment you become born again, now listen to this, he said, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. The old life is gone and a new life has begun. When something is gone, it's gone. Yesterday is gone. It can never come back. It is gone. The words I'm saying right now is gone. It can never come back. It is gone. A new person comes. So that means when you become a born again, your spirit dies. This spirit comes in. Notice I'm writing this through the small letter. This spirit comes in and is buried. The spirit is buried because this spirit dies completely. It's gone. Then a new person emerges. Now keep something in mind. Now this spirit is dead. Now a new spirit, watch, I write this with capital letter. A new spirit comes in. A new spirit comes in. That's why the Bible says, he said, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. A new person, not a remodeled person, not a modified person, but a new person. The old life is gone. Now this old spirit is gone. A new life has begun. Now notice something. The only thing that changes that is the spirit. The soul did not change. The body did not change. The only thing that actually had a transformation was the spirit. The soul did not change. The body did not change. Just the spirit. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now you see the new spirit. So the soul is constant, the body is constant, but the spirit is new. So now the addiction was through the soul to the spirit. It has nothing to do, through the soul to the body. Has nothing to do with the spirit. And now God now releases his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit cannot dwell in your body because the body is hosting the spirit. It's important. So the body, the Holy Spirit cannot dwell in the body. Not your body. The Holy Spirit has no business with your body. It has no body. In this case, it has no business with your body. Has no business with your soul. It's interested in your spirit. Because your body, at one time in your life, you have lied. At one time in your life, you have fornicated. At one time in your life, you have deceived. At one time in your life, you have been angered. At one time in your life, you have slapped someone. At one time in your life, you have argued. So this is not worthy enough. Because in him, there is no atom of sin. In him, there is only light. In fact, in God, there is no even shadow. That is, even the sun has a shadow, but he doesn't have shadow. That is what you have to understand. So, he is 100% righteous. So, the moment the Spirit becomes righteous, the Holy Spirit comes in. Now, the Holy Spirit now finds a suitable place to dwell. Because the spirit that comes inside of you, in that way, the Bible says, we have not received the spirit of this world, but the spirit that is from God. So the spirit you receive, not of this world. So the new spirit that comes, the spirit that you were born with was of this world. But the spirit that comes upon you, that comes to replace the old spirit, is from God. And God has modified it, edited it. No, sorry, I shouldn't use the word edited. God has actually built it to be pure righteousness. So it becomes righteous. Then the Holy Ghost comes and dwells inside of it. And when the Holy Ghost dwells inside of the spirit, then joy begins to flow. Happiness begins to flow. Joy, everything begins to make sense to you. Are you following me? Now, so what happened now? Now, the soul is still thinking lustful. Now, this soul, everything about your will is in your soul. Will, the will to make decision, your emotions in your soul, anger is from the soul. Everything that controls this body comes from the soul. So everything that controls the body comes from the soul. So you see, the person is still addicted to pornography, but the spirit is a born again spirit. You say, I give my life to Christ, I surrender myself to Christ, I prayed, I fasted, but yet I'm still addicted. It's because the spirit was what was born again, not the body, not the soul. I want you to follow me because this is very, very important. So now, I know you might ask questions. So now, what happened to the soul and the body? Now, pay attention to this. Now, when you are in a house and you move to a new house, you don't tell me that you've seen a house that is so perfect the way you want it. If there's a house that's so perfect the way you want it, then you don't feel like there's nothing to add into it. I think it's a lie. No matter how beautiful a house is designed, there must be something you want to bring in. your mirror, your toothbrush, your clothes, yourself, bring yourself in, means there's something that needs to be added. Because if the house is built and nothing is occupying it, it's not beautiful. So imagine you moving from one place to another, you move to a new apartment, now you have to make decorations. Now, in that apartment, the infrastructure is built, the building is standing there, the building is like the body. The soul is like the landlord of the house. So you, the spirit, you are the tenant, the spirit is like the tenant that comes into the house. So now, look for example, now this is a house, now follow me this. This is a house. Now, in this house, the body of this house, the structure of this house is the body. It's our body. Now, the owner of this house is the soul. Hold on. Just bear, just for this. For this explanation, let the owner of the house be the soul. Now you are the new occupant. Now probably when you came to this house, it was leaking. When you came to this body, the body was having infection, was having HIV, was having malaria, before it became born again, before the Holy Ghost, the spirit, the new spirit came inside of this body. This body was addicted to masturbation, addicted to pornography, and the soul was addicted to lie, addicted to so many things before you came. Now when you come, you need time to start redressing this house, building it gradually to your taste, and eventually you will build a perfect house. And when the Bible says, make yourself, your body and your soul acceptable unto God, you understand that it means you a process. To make it is a process. Praise the Lord Jesus. I don't know if you're following what I'm saying, but I hope you're understanding what I'm saying. Now, it is a process. So you, this body can be blind, the man can be blind, or suffering from some issues in life, crippled, leprosy, but when he gave his life to Christ, he's expecting that as a new person, I should have a new leg. But what actually got born again was a spirit. Now the question is that, okay, now man of God, I understand that my spirit is the one that got born again. So now how then do I bring the addition and align my spirit and the soul? Now that's going to be a topic when I teach about the soul and the spirit. And I want to believe that everyone of you have actually understood completely what the soul is, what the spirit is. I'm going to be teaching on the soul just now, but now just pay attention to the spirit. So when you get born again, what God born again is a spirit man, not your soul, not your body. Not your soul, not your body. Your soul controls your will, your choice, your decisions, and the body controls the actions of what happens to the soul. So this soul, this spirit that comes inside of you can never die. And when God says, I love you, he's talking about this spirit. God is in love with you. When the Bible talks about your heart, God searched your heart, it means God searched your spirit. Your spirit is what God is talking about, not your physical heart. Your spirit. Praise the Lord Jesus. I hope you are blessed. I just believe you understand this message of the spirit. Because I'm going to be talking about soul in a few seconds. So I hope you understand this now. So what God born again is this. So that is why it is okay for you to still face this challenge. So what I'm going to tell you, how you're going to be able to, when you say align my spirit, oh Lord, align my spirit, it means to align the spirit with the soul to the body. The power flows. If you align the body with the soul and the soul, align from the spirit, because the spirit is a new creature. If you can channel an open door from the Holy Spirit and your spirit to your soul, then your soul will reflect to the body and powers will flow. Praise the Lord Jesus. So that is what I'm going to be teaching you today on the Holy, on the Spirit and the Holy Spirit. And I believe that this is going to be a blessing to you. So I'm going to be teaching on the soul now. So I believe if you have any question concerning this, just let me know, okay? Okay, so let's go now to the soul.